Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Del Unser. Batting second. The second baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting third. The first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Alex Johnson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, John Lowenstein. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ray Fosse. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Dunning. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Steve Dunning. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Cesar Tovar. Batting second. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The third baseman, Steve Braun. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bobby Darwin. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Nettles. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Danny Thompson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Glenn Borgman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Woodson. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dick Woodson. And now, play ball. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Unser for the out. One out. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tovar moves to second. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein strikes out. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles takes first base on ball four. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lowenstein throws the ball into Broemer, who tags Nettles trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy strikes out. One out. Steve Dunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunning hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0 for 1 in the game. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0 for 1 in the game. Brohmer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Woodson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodson strikes out. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tovar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 1 in the game. Carew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tovar moves to third. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0 for 1 in the game. Braun hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lowenstein. Braun reaches second base with a double. Tovar scores. Carew goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Chambliss hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chambliss moves to third. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0 for 1 in the game. Lowenstein hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-2, Indians. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nettles for the out. One out. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 0 for 1 in the game. Fossey hits a fly ball into left field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 1 in the game. Duffy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Steve Dunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunning is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dunning is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 0 for 1 in the game. Darwin hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Nettles hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Nettles reaches second base with a double. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into right field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0-for-1 in the game. Borgman is walked intentionally. Dick Woodson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodson is 0-for-1 in the game. Woodson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 2. The Indians will come to bat. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0-for-2 in the game. Unser hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0-for-2 in the game. Brohmer hits a fly ball into left field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chambliss moves to third. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Lowenstein hits a fly ball into left field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Buddy Bell now playing right field. John Lowenstein now playing left field. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Tovar hits a line drive towards third. Nettles reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Braun hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bell. Braun reaches second base with a double. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-2 in the game. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Braun scores. It's Indians, 3, Twins, 3. Rich Reese pinch runs for Harmon Killebrew. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 0-for-2 in the game. Darwin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Reese moves to second. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Nettles hits a line drive into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 3. The Indians will come to bat. Rich Reese now playing first base. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Nettles takes first base on ball 4. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 0-for-2 in the game. Fossey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Nettles moves to second. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Braun fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Dunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunning is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dunning hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-3, Indians. Jim Strickland now pitching. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Unser takes first base on ball 4. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0-for-3 in the game. Brohmer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Unser moves to third. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Strickland fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson is called out on strikes. One out. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Borgman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Charlie Manuel pinch hits for Jim Strickland. Charlie Manuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manuel hits a line drive into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins 3. The Indians will come to bat. Dave LaRoche now pitching. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a pop-up towards short. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Lowenstein hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lowenstein. The throw from Borgman to Thompson and they have Lowenstein trapped. The throw over to Reese, who applies the tag for the out. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Nettles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tom Hilgendorf now pitching. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Braun hits a fly ball into left field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Renick pinch hits for Rich Reese. Ed Farmer now pitching. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Darwin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins 3. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Renick now playing first base. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0 for 3 in the game. Fosse hits a pop-up towards short. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. LaRoche fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Farmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farmer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Nettles strikes out. One out. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 3 in the game. Thompson strikes out. Two outs. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Borgman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins 3. The Indians will come to bat. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Unser is called out on strikes. One out. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Brohmer hits a fly ball into center field. Nettles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards first. Renick scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Chambliss for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Monson pinch hits for Dave LaRoche. Dan Monson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Carew hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Minnesota Twins, 3. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.